Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Baker. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage bunts towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. There goes Adams trying to get to third. Wackenfuss throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Adams for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Powell catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Powell. Staub scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Morris now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball towards center. Ford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ford. Trammell scores. Rodriguez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 3, Tigers, 3. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Gary Serum now pitching. Tim Corcoran pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 2 in the game. Shiles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Scherz now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Tom Johnson now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.